From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The Nigerian government is now confirming that 110 girls are missing after a Boko Haram attack in a northeastern town. This comes after days of silence from the government. On Sunday, the girls, they said, from the Government Science and Technical College in Yobe State are unaccounted for after suspected Boko Haram militants invaded their school on Monday. Authorities had denied any girls had been kidnapped, suggesting instead they were hiding in the bush after the attack. Boko Haram horrified the world when it abducted 276 girls from a boarding school in Chibok almost 4 years ago. And in Britain, an explosion in Leicester, England, destroyed a store and a house, which police described as a major incident. Pictures of the blast showed flames shooting up from the rubble where the two-story building once stood. The cause of the blast is unknown, but police say now there is no indication this is terrorist-related. New fighting erupted Sunday near Damascus in spite of the United Nations' demand for a 30-day ceasefire to allow rescue and medical workers to enter the region. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 9 people were killed and another 31 injured outside the Syrian capital, boosting the death toll to more than 500 in clashes over the last week. The fighting nonetheless appeared to be less intense in the wake of the UN Security Council's unanimous approval of a truce. This is VOA.